Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's recipe is all about Greg's steak bakes in the air fryer. As someone that lives in the UK, you know, Greg's is everywhere. It's such a delicious bakery brand. And what I also love is that they now have a lot of their baked goods available to buy from frozen in Iceland. And I've always been honest by the fact that most of our air fryer frozen food recipes come from Iceland. How amazing their frozen food is in the air fryer. And that same opinion applies to Greg's. A few episodes ago, I talked about air fryer frozen sausage rolls using Greg's. And now I'm talking about Greg's steak bakes. I've tried quite a few of the Greg's frozen food in the air fryer. And I'd say the only one I wasn't very keen on was the vegan sausage rolls. I find that there's a lot of food out there that's been made vegan for the freezer. And the problem is, it carries too much fat. I don't know what they put in vegan food compared to regular food, but it just seems to be very high fat and always leaves the air fryer smoking a lot and drives me mad and doesn't really taste very good. So I'm yet to find that many vegan foods for the air fryer. So apart from the vegan sausage rolls, I'm really happy with the rest of the different foods you can get. And I'd have to say that after the sausage rolls, I'd say the frozen steak bakes are the next best one. And what we did is we bought loads of the Greg's frozen food, cooked it back to back in the air fryer just to see how it compared. And I must admit, we were all fighting over the last bit of the steak bakes. So if you've picked up some Greg's steak bakes from Iceland, then they're very easy to cook. You just need two frozen steak bakes and some extra virgin olive oil spray. Then remove the frozen steak bakes from the packaging and place into the air fryer basket on a layer of foil. The layer of foil stops them from sticking to the air fryer basket and makes the air fryer basket easy to clean. Then brush with egg wash or extra virgin olive oil spray and then place the air fryer basket back in and air fry for 6 minutes at 160 Celsius, 320 Fahrenheit. Then spray again and cook for a final 8 minutes at 200 Celsius, 400 Fahrenheit. And then you'll have fully cooked, brown like you get at the bakery, Greg's steak bakes, and they are absolutely delicious. And then, of course, simply head over to RecipeThis.com, search Greg's, and you'll see all our different frozen foods there, as well as our Too Good To Go bag and a few other things that we've found from enjoying the air fryer and loving Greg's products. Thanks for listening. And if you've not heard already, we're bringing out an air fryer cookbook, and I've just published our behind the scenes on the recipe development side of making the cookbook. You even get to see George pushing Sophia out of the way just so that he can get his hands on some melted cheese that have melted perfectly over some chips. I mean, you can understand how much he loves cheesy chips when you actually head over and check it out. So if you want any of our air fryer cookbook updates, just head over to RecipeThis.com and search for air fryer cookbook. And I cannot wait for you to be part of it.